This is KUT. This Friday is the last day state health officials are taking public comment on an updated informational booklet they put together. It's given to abortion providers who are then required to give it to women seeking the procedure. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports abortion rights advocates have long criticized the booklet because it contains medically inaccurate information.
This booklet is called A Woman's Right to Know. It's the result of legislation in 2003, backed by anti-abortion groups. John Segoe with Texas Right to Life says it was created to make sure women have all the information they need before they consent to having an abortion.
This is a booklet that's not going to be put in the hands of experts. It's not going to be put in the hands of OB-GYNs or scientists. It's going to be put in the hands of women who will range in education, will range in background, and we want this booklet to be user-friendly enough that anybody could read this booklet and be informed.
And so far, Segoe says the booklet hasn't been updated since it was created. But last month, the Texas Department of State Health Services decided to make some changes, and they opened up the process to public comment, which ends this week. Segoe is suggesting some tweaks to the booklet. That includes updates reflecting abortion laws passed in recent years and updating a list of community resources. But Blake Rokap with NARAL Pro-Choice Texas says the booklet shouldn't even exist to begin with.
You know, you could make the booklet as great as you wanted to, but you're still putting lipstick on a pig, right? Because the idea, the very framework of the idea that women don't know and haven't thought thoroughly about whether they want to continue a pregnancy or not, it's just untrue.
But abortion rights advocates are not likely to win this fight. Rokap explains this booklet and a lot of the information in it is part of state law. But he says this is a rare opportunity to remind people that, one, this booklet exists, and two, it has medically inaccurate information in it. In particular, Rokap takes issue with a paragraph in the booklet suggesting there's a link between ending a pregnancy and a risk for breast cancer, a link the American Cancer Society says is not supported by scientific evidence. But John Segoe says he wants the state to add links to a few studies that do find a correlation.
You know, this is a disputed medical issue, and we actually need to add more, not take more away, and, you know, actually reduce what is said in the booklet. We need to increase it.
Rokap says that definitely won't fix the problem.
Obviously, the booklet deserves a much more thorough medical and scientific review than it's gotten. Right, but adding a footnote to debunked research is not helpful.
Rokap's biggest issue with this booklet is that doctors are being forced to distribute information to their patients that is not medically accurate. John Segoe says he expects this issue won't end with this comment period. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.